It was the opportunity of a lifetime. Lifelong tenants who finally moved out of some prime real estate. Jackpot. It's the natural moment for transition and possibility, asking the question, what comes next? Prospects. That can be the exciting moment for any organization or institution. Do any of you know where this is? Rome, yeah, you're right. Yeah, this is in Rome. So this is on the colonnade in St. Peter's Square. This is also the most telling moment. One group posits that it's the smartest financial decision. Investment would be a luxury hotel. It's proximity to the tourist destinations. Then there'd be funds that would be available for endless possible missional and charitable causes. Another group posits a home for the temporarily homeless. No source of income or sustainable funding stream that's evident in that recommendation. After the nuns who had cared for single mothers just off St. Peter's Square in Rome relocated, the Vatican found themselves in an interesting position. There was a vacant four-storied space for which they had to determine a new purpose for. Possibilities. Endless, and two clearly defined options before them. In November of this last year, the Palazzo Melgari opened a new palace, a palace for the nobles of the streets, those whom Pope Francis said the society treats as rejects, victims of a throwaway culture. Rome's municipal and church-run shelters for the city's thousands of homeless tend, like most, to be Spartan in appearance. But this building, you get a little glimpse of it inside here, has carved wooden ceilings, frescoed walls, tiled floors. I've not been to Rome, but those of you who have tell me this is characteristic of the area. Up to 50 people can stay the night and get two hot meals, nice warm showers, dignity, medical assistance, therapeutic counseling. But here's what I found myself wondering. What shifted from the initial proposals, two distinct options, publicized options, two distinct publicized options. What shifted in the reality that both sides ended up supporting this option? There's no additional insight. I sourced multiple news sources. I think five different. If y'all find it, let me know. I'm curious. But they aligned on this opportunity, the nobles of the street. There's other luxury hotels, though, if you're looking to stay in St. Peter's Square. May the same mind and purpose be for you as in Christ. When Paul wrote to the followers of Jesus gathering for worship in Corinth, he already knew in that place that there was conflict and there was division. He knew that there in that place there were different passions. And there was different commitments. It wasn't always on major theological issues. Sometimes it was on kind of mid-level stuff. Sometimes it was more minor. Paul was a church planner, let's call it, and he might have sat down to have coffee and tea. He knew the people's kids. The real issue is that the church had begun to reflect the society around them. Rather than living as an example of what a community's supposed to be, they shifted into the same kind of line drawing and team choosing that the rest of the culture had done. And he wrote, "Now I appeal to you, I plead with you. Stop acting so much like a mirror and start acting like a lighthouse. Stop trying to blend in and start standing out, being set apart. May the same mind and purpose be in you that's in Christ." I wonder if you've heard the story about the man they discovered on a desert island. It's an old story. Having lived successfully by himself for many years, no one else on this island. When they found him, there were three buildings on the island with him. And so they asked him about each of these buildings. The first one, "What's this building here?" And he said, "This one here is my home. Very nice, lovely home. What's the second structure over here?" And he said, "Oh, this is my church. Very nice, lovely church. And how about the third building?" They wanted to know. And he said, "Oh, that there is where I used to go to church." It seems, friends, no matter where we are, you and I, just people, we can find a reason to leave one church and form another. "I belong here," says one. "And I belong over here," says another. Are we looking for the perfect or the just right church? Did you know there's actually a church called the Perfect Church? If you're looking, it's down in Atlanta, Georgia. It's not far from the baseball stadium. If you're ever traveling down that way, I know some of you travel. This one may come close, and probably not for the reason that they thought to include it on the sign outside the door. I think it's perfect because none of us have yet, I'm guessing, been inside. It's perfect. We've not yet been inside. If we were actually to experience it, if we knew someone who went there, if we knew the pastor or the ministries or the victories or the failures, it might not quite be as perfect if we were to see it firsthand. If we knew some of its imperfections, and quite frankly, and y'all forgive me, but if we brought some of our own self and some of our own imperfections, it might not live up to the name over the doorpost. I think that's what Chloe's people wanted Paul to know in the letter to Corinth. Those who were traveling, maybe they were household slaves from Chloe's place, told Paul what was really going on. There's some scholars who think maybe they visited the apostle while they were doing some trading. What unites us, they wanted to know, is that we've got some division going on. You and I, we rarely notice alignment until we're out of it. We pay little attention to our backs until we need them urgently to be realigned. Our car's alignment that's just a little bit out of whack doesn't have any concern until the suspension needs urgent assistance. That's when the vehicle pulls so substantially to the left or to the right. Otherwise, it's just subtle, and we're not noticing it very much. The Corinthian church was proud of its connection with its previous leaders. Did you hear that when Josh read it for us? "I came to the Corinth fellowship because of Paul. I belong to him. I came because of Apollos. I belong to him. I came because of Cephas. I belong to him. I came because of Christ. I belong to him. What's wrong with that? Pastor Wendy baptized my children. I belong to her. Pastor BK was with me when I was in the hospital. I belong to him. Reverend Harris buried my family. I belong to him. Reverend Mel Lehman invited me and walked with me through thick and thin. I belong to him. What does Paul need us to hear? I think it comes down to the pronoun. I belong to Christ. I think he needs us to hear that it's about the body. The yous are not individual. They're about all of us. The yous are really you alls. They're really all of us together. There's a deep value in our stories and our distinctives, but it's our common alignment that makes us more. Our alignment is our decision making together. I think our Scout Sunday brings that a little bit more into the light. This year has been a multiple Scout project kind of a year at the highest levels. Eagle Scout projects for some of our boys and silver awards for some of our girls, maybe gold awards next year. And each of these projects began in a similar way. There were many, many ideas for each of the scouts to choose from. And the first hurdle for them was to choose and focus in on their project. The scout was faced with multiple great ideas, different folks saying, you should do this and you could do this one. But they had to align on a specific and clarified project. Whether it was the community garden beds or the trash corrals, cleaning up gravesides or the picnic tables, our scouts learned leadership and the alignment of purpose in their project awards. We ought to be so proud of them as a congregation and learn from them as well. You see, alignment requires humility. Some in division are willing to release their dedication to a specific idea and commitment to a larger vision. I think this is what Paul was talking about when he talked about the various people he was baptizing. You heard him. He said, I didn't baptize anybody. And then he said, oh, I forgot about somebody. I did baptize, but only one. Oops, I forgot. There was actually a couple other folks I forgot. He didn't really, I don't think, forget anyone he had baptized. I think he wanted us to know about humility. It's not about me, he declares to them. It's about Christ, who called Paul and who calls the community of faith in Corinth. To align, there are times that each of us defer our preferences to align with the whole of the body. We can't always agree, perhaps, on our favorite sports team or our favorite food. There'll always be those of us who pick mac and cheese or who pick pizza. Those are the two favorite foods in America. We can't always agree if it's Eagles or Steelers or Patriots or Packers. I wouldn't dare ask you who your favorites are. And we certainly wouldn't pick and choose to align around political party or around affinity likes. But Paul is not calling the church to uniformity, but rather alignment on a major purpose. You belong to Christ. It's more than your words. It's how you live. Align yourself not only in vision with one another, but allegiance to Jesus Christ, and then follow him. You see, the cross is foolishness to the world, he says. Why would we choose a symbol that is about execution? An inhumane way to die, the lowest form of execution reserved for non-citizens, to be made an example. The cross is the empire's way of reinforcing their power. But for you and I, God's way of being reminded that God is still at work. And we're in it together. Best of all, God invited us to do it. So let us not be choosing sides, not be building barriers, not creating an us and not creating a them, but making a we, or perhaps a y'all, if you would. May the same mind and purpose be in you that's in Christ. May the mind of Christ that's focused on love, loving God and loving yourself as your neighbor, and may your purpose be of service to God's kingdom here on earth. Let's align ourselves to Christ. This is the gospel, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.